This is my story of how I'm starting a side hustle in real time. So I recommend you start at episode 1 if this is your first time here. If you're finding this journey helpful or even just entertaining, I would really love it if you would share it with anyone you think could relate to it. Spreading the word really does help. This week, we are testing out my 2 different product samples that I ordered from 2 different suppliers. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I recommend you start from the beginning because it's been a long journey to get here. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. The 2 different samples have slight differences in the bags, but overall are essentially the same. And so now it is time to test out these beach bags. The most important feature of this bag that does need testing is the liquid spout feature. This feature allows you to store liquids inside of the beach bag that can easily be dispensed. So you can have nice refreshing water while basking in the sun with your friends, family, or even just doing a solo day out. This is the second beach bag that I've designed and that I'm testing because my first design did need a few changes to it. But even worse, I found out that one of the suppliers started posting my bag for sale as their own product. So I decided to go back to the drawing board, and here we are today. If the bags do successfully pass the test, we will finally be ready to make my first bulk order. I'm a little bit scared, but excited at the same time. Okay, so we are going to test these bags out. I'm gonna put water inside both of the liquid pouches and we'll be testing out 2 bags and see how they go. So to put the liquid, let's turn on that. Let's take this off. All right, start putting water inside. Okay, just gonna fast forward this part a little bit so you don't have to hear how long it actually takes to fill up these pouches. Okay, so that's enough water for 1 pouch. I think I'm gonna put these in the freezer just for a bit to cool them off more because I wanna know how it's gonna go with the condensation. All right, that's 1 pouch done. And now put water in the 2nd pouch. All right, need some more water. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm being, kind of does, but I'm just using my water dispenser to put the water inside these bags, so it's taking a bit of time. I wanted to use cold water, and the only cold water I have right now is from the water dispenser. Because I also want to see how cold the pouch stays if I cool off the water. I'm also going to put it in the freezer for a bit. Okay, so 2 liquid pouches are filled with water. So let's go pop them in the freezer for a minute, or 2, or 5, or 10. Yeah, maybe like 10 minutes, cool it off more. And then we will put these inside the bag and see how they go. All right, 2 pouches in the freezer. Now we shall wait. Okay, time to put the bags Oh my gosh. Time to put the liquid pouches in the beach bag. So the big one goes in this bag. This one. Okay. So a couple of things I want to look out for is how long does this chilled bag, the bag is chilled, it's not freezing cold or anything, it's just chilled, but how long does a chilled bag stay cold for? And does the condensation spread around too much around the bag? So we want to try to prevent the condensation from going everywhere as well. All right, we put the spout through and we will zip this bag up. Amazing. And then I will do the other bag and then we will just let the bag sit for a while. Okay, second bag, let's put the pouch in. Pouch is a little bit smaller. All right, we kind of squeeze it in. Perfect, that's good to go. We'll zip this up. It's nice and secure. Nice. Okay, cool. I just want to let them sit for a while so we can see how it goes. All right, we'll just place these on the table and wait.
As I gave these bags some time to sit with the chilled water inside, I decided to make some slight design changes, and I reached out to the supplier to get their thoughts on it. It's something that I've been struggling to figure out for a while, but I just wasn't sure how to fix it, or even if I would at this point. It's about my logo. Figuring out where to put my logo on this beach bag has actually been the hardest part of this design. For some reason, I just could not figure out where to put my logo because I think the overall color scheme and the materials that I'm using for the bag kind of minimize my options. Part of the material that I'm using is a faux leather material, and the logo just wouldn't look good on the faux leather parts of the bag without looking cheesy. The only other option that I could think of was to put it somewhere on the black canvas part of the bag. The color of the logo had to either be brown or black to match the same color scheme of the entire beach bag design. But I definitely was not going to choose to put a brown logo. So I felt like my only other option was to use black. I chose to embroider a black logo onto the black canvas, and honestly, I just decided that would be that. But after a while, after seeing it over and over again on the actual sample, I just wasn't happy with it. So I started thinking of ways I could change it, and I landed on an idea. I want to create a matching luggage tag that would hang off one of the handles of the beach bag. So instead of putting a logo straight on the bag itself, I would just put it on this luggage tag, where I think it would look much better. Not only that, but now this luggage tag could serve as one of the main branding elements of the overall design. I pitched this idea to my supplier. They asked for the dimensions that I wanted, and for me to create a mock-up of what I wanted it to look like. They said they would look into it and would also figure out what the extra cost would be. So that is what they're currently working on. And while they work on that, I will just keep testing out these samples and probably look into making some small final design changes on the beach bag that would be used for the actual bulk order. Okay, so the liquid pouches have been in the bags for like 6 hours, and there's no water condensation seeping into the bag, which is really good because that happened in the previous sample. And yeah, both bags are dry from the inside, which is exactly what I needed. And let's see. I'm still kind of chilled. I mean, it's been like 6 hours since they've been in the bags and they're a little bit chilled. So that's good. It looks like everything is good to go. Amazing. I am really excited about the bag. I think this is going to go really well. Fingers crossed. Let's talk bulk orders. So pretty soon, I'm planning on making my first bulk order. It will be 200 units of the beach bag with one aluminum pouch to go with it. This will be my starting point. Here is what I need to do next. Step one, I need to ask the supplier for the official pro forma invoice, which I have actually done already and am waiting to receive it. This invoice will tell me how much it will actually cost me to purchase my first order of 200 units. Step two, I need to work with the supplier to see if this invoice is Ex-Works pricing or what is known as FOB. Ex-Works means that the supplier is not responsible for any of the transportation costs. The buyer, that's me, has to pay for all of the transport and local fees for the product to arrive at the destination, and I have to organize all of the shipping logistics. So, Ex-Works pricing just means that I'm paying the supplier solely for the product itself. The other option, which I mentioned, is FOB, which stands for free on board. This agreement means that the supplier will handle the cost and the logistics of getting the product to the shipping vessel. But of course, this does increase the cost of the bulk order, so it's essentially me paying the supplier upfront to make sure the product gets on the ship. After the product is on the ship, then it is on me to manage the cost and all the logistics from there, whether it goes to my house or the Amazon warehouse directly. There are other shipping options that you and your suppliers can agree to that even makes the supplier responsible for getting the products all the way to the final destination. This is called delivered duty paid, or DDP. But of course, all that comes with an extra cost that I would have to pay the supplier for upfront. So essentially, I need to figure out with the supplier what kind of arrangements they offer for shipping. My options so far seem to be just to pay the Ex-Works price, and I will have to pay and manage all the transportation logistics on my own through another shipping company. Or, if I pay the supplier to manage the shipping logistics from their side, I need to know what shipping options they offer to get my product where it needs to go. Either way, I am paying for shipping. It's just whether it's to the supplier or to another shipping company. So the thing to figure out here is all of the options that my supplier does offer, and then I have to calculate which is the most cost-effective. So far, my research does show that it can be more cost-effective to pay the supplier to manage as much of the transportation as possible. But it also depends whether the suppliers are willing to do more than just make the actual product. After I figure out that, then I can move on to step three. Step three would be that once the supplier has sent me the options they offer for shipping, I need to figure out if I have to include what is called as a freight forwarder or not to the process. Freight forwarding companies do handle getting your bulk order from point A to point B. I assume I most likely will need to find one to work with. I think it's just dependent on how much of the transportation logistics the supplier will agree to cover first. I know this step will be really important to research and to figure out, so I definitely will be sharing all my findings with you as I go through that process. And then will be step four. So far, I do plan to ship the product straight to my apartment, which won't be great for my personal space, but it will be necessary because I want to be able to check the quality of each individual bag myself. I also want to make sure that the bags are packaged properly before sending them to the Amazon warehouse. I do plan on storing all of the bags at the Amazon warehouse, which, yes, it does come at a cost, but so far, my research shows that this would be the best option for managing a good Amazon FBA business model. And that is what we have to look forward to. We are still several steps away from being able to launch my product on Amazon. But after initiating step number one, which is asking the supplier for the invoice, I am hoping that this is where things will start to pick up speed. Next week, I do hope my supplier has finished creating the sample of the luggage tag, and I hope I love it. But I also hope that me and my supplier have discussed the different shipping options for my first bulk order. Fingers crossed we have some good news next week. I am happy to help answer any more questions if you have them. You can send me a DM on my Instagram page at startingover_inrealtime or write them as a review. If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast. And to help spread the word as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get the podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page at startingover_inrealtime for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.